go ahead and check in with our other national correspondent, Michael Bauer. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at The Bauer Show. Michael, a new report says trust in governments around the world is collapsing, especially in democracies. It's a good thing we're a republic. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, and look, what you're seeing from Edelman's new 2022 Global Trust Barometer has some shocking information in it, I think. This is a survey that surveyed 35,000 respondents across 28 countries. So this isn't, you know, one state in the United States or even just North America. They're surveying the entire world to find out the trust in government is collapsing, especially right. in democracies. And that when you're looking at the numbers, the majority of people globally believe journalists at 67%, government leaders at 66%, and business executives at 63% are purposely lying and trying to mislead people by saying things that they know are false or gross exaggerations. And that they're doing that, and in doing that, it seems to have people who live in democracies quickly losing trust in those democracies. And here comes the shocking part. While trust in authoritarian regimes like China, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, for example, are increasing among the people who live under them. So trust in democratic institutions seems to be waning. There's also growing doubts about capitalism, and historians are saying with that level of distrust, not just in one country, but around the world, that equates to a major victory for Vladimir Putin on the work that he's done over the past 16 plus years. That starting in 2007, they point to when the Russians attacked former Soviet satellites like Estonia, Georgia, and Ukraine, all interested in Western democracy. And then when they saw success in those attacks, they branched out to nations like the U.S. and Germany. And U.S. intelligence officials and cyber experts say the strategy that Russians use are pairing cyber attacks with online propaganda, that it's all supported by Putin's blessing to sow political and social discord in the U.S. and to undermine the American and Western democratic system. They point to 2016, when Russia launched a disinformation campaign in Germany based on a fake story about a 13-year-old Russian-German girl named Lisa, who was supposedly kidnapped and raped by Arab migrants in Berlin. It never happened. And the German police and authorities came out and said there's never a case like this. There is no Lisa. But that didn't stop Russia from using social media to peddle conspiracies about how this was a cover-up perpetrated by the German government. And then Russian media began reporting on it. That got picked up by German social media platforms like Facebook. And then you started to see Russian foreign ministers and others say, we wish Germany success with the enormous problems caused by the migrants. That false information cost and started beginning inciting riots across Germany, protests across Germany, and it began to, on some level, gradually erode the public's faith in the German public system. Now, that said, if that sounds familiar, that's because it's been happening around the world since 2007, and these historians say it's seemingly at the hands of Vladimir Putin.
Well, but there's one other point here, though. If you're in China, and you're going to fill out any kind of a form whatsoever, you're not going to put your name on it, you got to be aware the government will know, will find out that you're the one right. who says, I don't have faith in this authoritarian regime and President Xi and the Communist Party, and they'll shoot you or put you in some kind of a camp. I mean, that's part of this too. It's got to be. Saudi Arabia, the same thing. You know, you and I screaming from the highest, you know, we don't like Biden, we tell people. We don't like Trump, we tell people.
Right.
Can't do that there. You just can't.
Yeah. And so it's interesting when you go to those countries, you realize, you ask them a question. Hey, what do you think of your leadership? They're not going to say, can I be honest with you about this? That's not going to happen.
No. Well, there's also, if you're a journalist and you want to go someplace like China, they have someone from the government that goes along with you. You just don't go by yourself with a camera and start interviewing people in Beijing Square.
You're right.
And so that's one of the worries that's why I don't really trust this kind of a thing. And, you know, I mean, some of the things that we've done in this country it's self-inflicted wound though, too.
Mm-hmm.
People wanting to defund the police and wanting to, you know, disrespect the flag or whatever. I mean, all those kinds of things. And, you know, it's enough to make me crazy. And I wish that some of the people, if they really believe those things, that they should go and try and live in Saudi Arabia for a while. Give it a shot. What could happen? What could possibly go wrong? You know what I mean?
Anyway. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. Go try it. Thanks, Michael. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you now.
Stay safe, Jimmy.